What's going on, Versus Community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
The young belly tickler, Vern Lee.
All right, so we the Brotherhood set 55 card box released yesterday, and fortunately the all the spoilers, all the cards were released on one of the players put them on Discord and Facebook. So we're going to talk about the rest of the cards that are out. So far in the spoilers, we already saw level 2 Joseph, two different destinies, the one of a kinds. You got the one drop Mesmero, three drop Sauron, one drop Vanisher, four drop Onus, four drop Mastermind. We got level 1 Zorn, seven drop Zorn, a nightmare made real, mutant loyalty plot twist, that's one of a kind, and Homo Superior plot twist. So now, let's talk about this level 1 Joseph. He's got a level up condition, lost and sick, level up 3 XP at the end of each enemy turn. Joseph gains 1 XP, Brotherhood, level 1, 0, 3 for stats, 4 health. This is a rough one. This is a rough one. Now we've seen the level 2, so we know the level 2 ain't playing no games. And the level 2 jumps you up 2 health from 4 to 6. It's not playing any games. But that level 1, if you can get to it, whew. Thoughts on Joseph?
I knew this was going to be rough, man. It
Yeah.
had to be.
It had to be, yeah.
Because the level two is, it's going on. It's a lot going on. This, and don't get me wrong, I believe it should be like this.
I agree. Yeah.
This level one has me wondering if it's even consistently possible. I don't know if it is.
It's not going to be
And
consistently possible. I think it's possible, but I don't think it's consistently possible.
then that puts a big damper on how effective the card is.
Yeah.
Because you can't win with this at all. You
At all, right? If he
can't level up, you
does
can't win with
nothing,
this.
right? He does absolutely nothing. So, and you have to wait 3 turns, and that 3 turns is dangerous, especially when you have people like Multiple Man around. So when you got people like Multiple Man around swarming the field, and your main character don't even have no attack, it's a couple Multiple Man, the one drops will take him down, three drop will take him down by himself, for the most part. Because as soon as your main phase starts, you're going to go get another one. So you
Man,
got to make sure you can protect this dude with flying characters, tough characters, uncanny defense, shadow cat, shocks, fine covers. But none of that is going to get you a way for you to actually level, to actually fight back. You've done so much protecting in the deck on this guy. It's like, okay, is it going to be worth it?
it's
I
not
really
even
have to
just
test it
that.
out.
Like, we had daze effects, man. Like,
That too.
it's
That too.
if we, now we didn't add a Banshee to the mix. We got Boomerang. These are regularly played cards.
Yeah.
We've seen how good Banshee is. He is gonna see play. So if you're
And
not leveled up on three, you probably did.
yeah. It's
This
gonna be
is
an
rough,
uphill
man.
battle. Now, the one thing I will say for the Brotherhood cards, they are high attackers. They are really high attacking. So your ability to strike back is a trade-off for your ability to protect this dude. So you really got to figure out what you want to do. You can't, your deck can't halfway, it can't half butt anything. It's got to go all in on getting him leveled up and then using all of Magneto's abilities, or don't play him.
And here's the issue with that. Like, how do you go all in on protecting him when he uses so many locations on top of it?
I
It's
agree. That's why I said
rough, man.
you got a lot of cards that just don't have you don't have a way to hit them back. So, looking at level 2 Joseph, does have KO, a face down resource, so you can start slowing people down. He is boosting people level 2. X-Men and Brotherhood is getting plus 4 attack, and he can flip the red and put counters on himself, just like the new Magneto. So he does when he does level, you're probably going to have 4 wounds, maybe even 5. But the odds that you can now protect yourself skyrocket. He'll be 6-6-6 health flight range, and you'll just flip that red and put up some counters on him out the gate. And at that point, you want him to get dazed if possible, because he'll just skip the whole turn. So, yeah, it's gonna be rough. I do like that he is the level 2 Joseph is the Swiss Army knife. He does all the stuff you want him to do for a lot of different metas. Dealing with machine decks, he got KO enemy equipment. He can kill the ramp decks, KO and a face down resource. So, like I said, but that level up is, I think that is the toughest level up we've seen out of all the cards we're about to talk about. So, let's see. Moving on to level 2 Zorn. So, memory, to check your memory, Zorn's level 1 says Brotherhood, flight range 0, 5, 6 health. He has a star in my head, main phase blue, stun an enemy supporting character. Starlight, star bright, level up 1 XP. At the end of your turn, you may discard 3 locations. If you do, Zorn gets one gains 1 XP. That's a piece of cake. That's not even difficult. Now let's see if level 2 is worth it. He level 2 is flight range 4, 8, 6 health, a black hole in my head, main phase green, disperse an enemy supporting character. It loses powers, then remove it from the game. It loses powers. Okay. So, something else is going on with that. Why didn't they just say remove this card from the game? Why does it have to
That's
lose
a
their
good
power?
question.
Why does it have to lose its powers first?
I have not figured that out.
Yeah, maybe it's something in the rule book to break down, disperse, or it's a plot twist that's coming up, or something else that's interacting with it. Yeah, because like I said, losing his powers is odd. I can't think of a card aside from Weapon Omega that benefits when X-Men or Brotherhood characters or Resistance characters lose powers. Not off the top of my head, I can't. Thoughts on Zorn?
I think Zorn is strong. It's not really much that requires explanation. If
Yeah.
you build the deck to level, you'll probably level on turn one. And then it's just I have 8 defense and I can remove characters. You can literally just keep your opponent's board from actually existing. It's pretty strong.
It's ridiculously strong. It's like I don't, his that you may sit back and be like, hey, his stats is trash. Well, 8 defense is pretty solid, and considering the fact that he could flip a green. And you're going to need the only way to stop that is really going to be to you stand together. If you can't stop it, your character is gone. That's it. It doesn't even say face up or face down. It's not even discriminatory. It's just like whatever. If they there, take them out. So yeah, that's a really strong move. And then don't forget, Hyperstorm can get that move too. So you might be getting overwhelmed with a bad hand and then get Zorn leveled up and boom. Hyperstorm has the ability now too. So and his level 1 is already pretty strong, just being able to stun a supporting character anyway. And that's not a yellow ability. So this changing into a green ability to me still works. So moving on to Mesmero. So let me see. We got Zorn, Joseph, and Mesmero. Those are the three MCs that's in the set.
Yep.
Okay. In the box rather. So Brotherhood level 1 range 1, 6, 5 health. He's got hypnotism, main phase yellow. Each enemy character has lumbering on their next turn. Lumbering up, level up 2 XP. When an enemy character with lumbering attacks, Mesmero gains 1 XP. This is a problem. This is a big problem. Because he's dangerous without the level up. Making people lumber means that you can make them swing into whoever you want, and he's not discriminatory either. It doesn't say each enemy supporting character or main character. He says each enemy character on their next turn. It doesn't even matter that they may have been face down. When the next player's turn start, all their characters are going to have lumbering, no matter when they come into the game.
I think the effectiveness of this character depends on how you build the deck. I'm not so sure that not leveling is going to be viable against the better decks. I think
I
a lot
agree.
of decks would just be like, "Eh, I'll just wait. Okay, you got another yellow? Oh, you don't? Okay, I'm hitting you in the face."
And then you also you got decks that are going to be able to swarm, and they're just going to take out the people that you got up front, and they're still going to be able to hit Mesmero anyway.
I think that'll be a little harder because his defense is so high.
So I'm
But
not saying
yeah,
they're going to do it
right.
out the gate. I'm just saying it is a viable, viable strategy.
Thing is, you're going to be doing the same thing. Like, you're obviously going to be building a deck that's protecting him. So you got to get through the protection, you got to get through the plot twist, and then you got to get through his high defense. So it's interesting.
I agree.
But I think if you build a deck that your opponent feels like they have to attack, that's when I think he really will shine. And I think it's pretty easy to do so. So I believe he is immediately viable.
Yeah, and let's check out his level 2. Level 2, Brotherhood, range 212, 5 health. Still has hypnotism and he has memory tampering. Main phase red, choose an enemy character. It loses and can't gain teams for the rest of the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Loki. Ain't about to be dumping four, five, eight cards no more.
And it's the rest of the game. That's a strong ability, bruh. That's strong.
Extremely strong.
Like hypnotism wasn't enough. This is because now you're talking about with 12 defense, how many plot twists do you need for the average character that's, let's say, turn 5 or 5 cost and under? How many plot twists would you need to even be able to get to a 12? You know what I'm saying? And obviously, you're gonna have plot twists to keep him, face up. So that's not gonna be an easy feat just with shocks and fine covers. So this is like ridiculously strong and an easy counter, a very easy counter to Loki. So, like I said, it's. And if people out there thinking, well, what I'll do is I'll just keep building my nope, this has nothing to do with attack. You'd have to keep him level 1, but he'd have 5 health, and you try to wait until Loki actually can do something and not care about being affected by him. So like I said, it's rough, especially with that the X-Men plot twist to build it up. Knowing that you got a way to flip these plot twists back up and keep using them. And then play Iron Man on 6, flip your yellow or the wild back up too. Like that's
You
rough.
can't. You can only flip up bases, but
No, I'm just saying however you want to build the deck. Because I know it's a mutant loyalty plot twist for build it up. But if you don't want to play mutant loyalty, then you always can play Iron Man or Build a Better World or something like that and still get the same effects.
yeah, that's true.
Old school effects. So I'm just like, this is he gonna be a headache. I can see that now. He gonna be a headache. Because he put hypnotism alone is putting you in a rock and a hard place. Like, yeah, I want to attack his characters, but it's only going to take 2 XP for him to level. So if the player says, "Hey, I'll eat some hits early just so I can play multiple characters per turn later," you in trouble. You know? Because I can see people ramping with him too. It may not be easy, but I can see people ramping with him because people are going to say, "Hey, I got lumbering. I'm not going to attack." Okay. Next turn, I'm going to play Bishop, or I'm going to play, Nick Fury or Mantis and get the jump on you. You know? So you can either attack me with lumbering and level me up, or don't attack and I ramp and I get to bigger people, which is going to make it even harder for you to get me anyway if I don't level up. Because I mean, to attack, he ain't got no, he's not attacking you. The odds of him attacking, who he attacking, Iceman? You know what I'm saying? The odds of him actually getting some attacks off is pretty slim. So, like I said, it's he putting you in a rock and a hard place with hypnotism alone. Let alone with memory tamping. First thing you're gonna do, you're gonna hit your main. Make sure your main character can't use any of those if your main character's face up type plot twist for the team, that type of thing. So
Yeah, that's rough, man.
yeah, it is rough. Yeah. And if you got a mixed bag for a deck, you got a one character that you relying on your main to play these plot twists, and then they take your team affiliation off, half your hand might be useless. So now you got to search for a supporting character that's going to allow you to play the plot twists, because the main doesn't have a plot twist, and you may have been relying on the main to be able to team attack. Now the main can't do that either. So it's whew, that's rough. That's a rough one. So next up, going into supporting characters, we got Blind Spot, 2 cost Brotherhood character, 111 health, 2 keywords, memory gift. When Blind Spot appears, put a random card from your KO pile into your hand, and wealthy. At the start of your build phase, gain a recruit point. This is so dangerous. For a 2-drop to be able to take cards out of the KO pile is huge. Because you know what card I want to get out the KO pile?
No.
Secondary Mutation.
Okay, I can understand that.
Because if I see 1 or 2 secondary mutations, or at minimum, let's say I get 1 or 2, because we've had games multiple times where we had 1 or 2 secondary mutations in our mulliganed hand or our opening hand, right? I play her on 2, you know what I'm getting out the KO pile? Randomly, secondary mutation. That's what I'm getting out the KO pile. You know what I'm saying? And because she has wealthy, now you go back to Mesmero and all the ramping. So you got Blind Spot, you got Mantis, Nick Fury, Bishop. You got all these ramps abilities that you and 2 health, 2 cost for wealthy is fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
You put a flyer up front, get a couple of big characters up there before everybody else. Flip the whole game around. Thoughts on Blind Spot?
I mean, you pretty much went into it. I can see, definitely see her having great usage with Zorn, the Zorn main. You just pitched three locations, a level. All right, let me get one of them boys back.
Yep.
All right, now I'm gonna take away one of your characters with this location I just got back.
Yep.
Black Bolt likes her. He'll take it.
Definitely.
Let me get some of that. There's a lot of MCs that's gonna like this.
I'll definitely be playing from the playing from the hand, locations from the hand, like a plot twist, knowing if I, next turn I'm gonna play blind spot and I got a chance to get that location back. And like you said, especially with Zorn, because you're probably gonna have almost half the deck, or close to over a third of the deck is gonna be plot locations. So the odds of you not having a location, the locations necessary to level up, is slim to none. You know, you have to get a real bad hand or build a real bad deck to not get the locations that you're looking for. So, but so we got Destiny. Thoughts on the Destinies that we that came out? Because all the Destinies are the they got the predictions, and you reveal the top 12 cards of your deck, and one Destiny reveals a plot twist, one Destiny reveals a location, one Destiny reveals equipment, one Destiny reveals for you to take. When I say reveal, reveals a character that are one of a kind. So you can have all these Destinies in the deck because they all do something different. So as far as I understand, you can have all four of these Destinies in the deck, but you can only have one of each. Thoughts on Destiny?
No, this is a good card. Or it's the same card, but it's not. These are good cards. I think they're going to see play in a lot of different decks. Some decks really need a boost of consistency. This does it. You could actually, I think, because it's one of a kind, if you want to, you could probably just play four of these in a hound pile, guaranteeing that you'll be able to get search for whatever you need to search for. She's gonna see play for sure.
Yeah, this is nice. This is nice. I think this is one of the things Bam was talking about before. When I remember when we first saw Kane, that's what everybody was saying. I think Dawson said the same thing. But we got Kane, we gonna get a character that could do, you know, characters and plot twists. He said that years ago. Well, yes, now we have it. Now we have it. And keep in mind, 12 cards is a fifth of your deck. So the odds of you seeing what you need is pretty solid based off of how you built the deck, you know. So yeah, this is a pretty good card. This is gonna complement, you know, whatever strategy you already have. So moving on to Lorelei. Brotherhood, 3 cost, range, 3/5, 1 health, Siren Song, enemy characters with quote unquote man in their name can't attack. So this is straight from Super Awesome Games in the rule book, what it says about Lorelei specifically. A character with quote unquote man in its name means the word man is either by itself, i.e. Iron Man, Power Man, separated by a hyphen, i.e. Spider-Man, Man Thing, or part of a compound word, Iceman, Flat Man. It does not count words that include the letters MAN, as in Mantis, Mandarin. Woman and human also do not count.
All right, I'm glad that was clarified. And this card is trash. This is a fun card that you there's no way for you to predict when this card is gonna matter. I don't know when this card would actually matter because I don't know how many cards that have man in it are played like that. Maybe if you expect to see some Pro Red Spider-Man or something, but even then. Would you play this? I wouldn't.
Considering the fact that other characters are going to be able to swing on her, how you, what are you doing? You know, this is a let me pull it back up. It's a 3/5 with range, 1 health, and it's a 3 cost. A 3 cost for 3/5. I'd rather just play Emma Bloodstone. What's her name? Elsa Bloodstone. You know what I'm saying? Give me some variety and an extra health. 3/5 in range ain't enough. Not for me. 1 health for 3 drops. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, then there's plenty of cards that have MAN in it. So they specified, but it still doesn't stop quote unquote male cards. There's not enough cards with man in the name. Even if they say man somewhere else in the keywords or something like that, you know. So I don't know. I don't get it. And I don't even remember Lorelei stopping only men. So I don't know what the deal is with that.
I don't remember that either, and I don't want to talk about this card no more. Not
So,
good.
moving on to Onis. Got Brotherhood 4 cost 12, 2, 2 health. Oh, we talked about this before, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked about
Yeah,
Onis.
okay, we talked about Onis. We talked about Magma.
No.
Magma. Oof. So, Brotherhood 5 cost range 10, 4. 1 health, too hot to handle. Enemy characters lose and can't gain powers while in ranged combat with Magma. This card is like a ranged version of Pheromone Control. This is fantastic. I really like this card. And one of the reasons why I like this card, she can
Why?
hit Sage, no problem. And Sage can never be able to won't ne will never be able to attack her. Because Sage won't have the ability to go up to even four on turn five. So you can play Magma in the deck and you can play Sage in the deck and be able to figure out which one you want to play based off what you see your opponent do. You know what I'm saying? So if it's
Yeah.
my initiative, I'm playing Sage, obviously. But if it's not my initiative and they already played Sage, I could play Magma and I'm going to force you to play a plot twist. Just to keep your Sage alive. So, like I said, this is fantastic. Thoughts on Magma?
I mean, yeah. Now this team has a four cost and a five cost that can shut off powers. And one can do it from range. That's terrible. Try and get through bulletproof.
Yep. It can get through bulletproof.
Probably only going it's probably only gonna do it once, but
Yep. If the bulletproof
mean,
character got range.
that's I think that it's a really strong ability tempered by the fact that it's easy to kill. You know, it's a good card, though. I mean, the way I look at the Brotherhood characters is they're trying to kill you as quickly as possible. So the staying power doesn't matter as much because they hit so hard.
They do. They
My
do.
goodness, they hit hard.
Because Onis swings for 10 on turn 3. Then the other Onis swings for 12 on turn 4. She's swinging for 10 on turn 5. You know, it's like this is pretty ridiculous. You know. They got some heavy swingers, and that's early combat. And keep in mind, you also have a
Heavy swingers.
huh?
Heavy swingers. that's funny in multiple ways.
No. I'm gonna drink this water.
We keep going here.
Okay. All right. So now we also have six drop Magneto, last card. Six drop Joseph. Brotherhood, 6 cost, 8, 8, 1 health. Send in the clone. Joseph has the printed keyword and superpowers of face up Magneto characters on your side. This is a very strong six drop.
I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't like it. Read the card again for me.
Joseph has the printed keyword and superpowers of face up Magneto characters on your side.
Okay. I like it a little bit better.
So you obviously playing them in a Magneto deck,
Yeah.
you
With
know,
Maggie.
one of your Magnetos. So when you play them, all the Magnetos have flight range. So boom, you got flight range. Then you got whatever keywords the Magnetos have and superpowers. So the newest Magneto, you play this dude, you flip the red, you gain a bunch of counters. And he's already 8-8 for a 6 drop. That's solid. That's slightly above average for a 6 drop.
Yeah, but 8-8s with one health, they don't stick around long with, when you're a six drop. I mean, everybody's already swinging for pretty much everybody's killing you at that point.
He ain't gonna
But
be 8-8. He probably
that,
gonna be
yeah.
like 13-13 or some nonsense. Because if I play if I play that Onus on turn 5, or even if I play Magma on turn 5, I could put 10 counters on this dude and put 10 counters on Magneto.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's, I mean, the potential is obviously
Yeah.
huge, humongous.
Yeah, that's because I mean, if you're not gonna be able to flip the red, you don't play him.
Right. You
So your
definitely
backup is
not.
probably gonna be Silver Samurai. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Or
I feel
Silver
you.
Samurai is your main, and then Joseph is your backup. Because you can obviously, because of his ability, he's gonna be worth playing from turn 6 forward. You know, oh, I'm gonna play the Silver Samurai on 6. I'm gonna yank your main character to the front. I'm gonna team attack the main character, and then on turn 7, I'm gonna play Joseph. I'm gonna flip the red. I'm gonna give him 8 counters because Silver Samurai got 8. And now he's 16-16, and he's a giant wall because Magneto is in the back, and this dude got flight and range in the front. You know, so like I said, as soon as he gets played, you know you flip him to red. Just referring to the other Magneto. And keep in mind too, him being played changes how you play the other Brotherhood Magneto character, because that Brotherhood Magneto character, I believe, gives you like +4 attack for Brotherhood characters or some junk.
Yeah, that copying that Magneto give you a string of humongous characters
Right.
for
So,
attacks, at
yeah.
least.
Because he's dual affiliated X-Men Brotherhood. The future is now X-Men and Brotherhood supporting characters on your side have +4 attack. Each supporting character, for the good of all mankind, each Brotherhood supporting character on your side and in your hand, deck, and KO pile is also X-Men and vice versa. So, of course, he's getting flight range because that's what Magneto has. And now all your X-Men and Brotherhood characters are +8 for attack. Bro, that's insane. That's ridiculous. So on turn 5, maybe I'm playing some weenies that's got oof. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me string this together. Follow me with this. I got this Magneto, right? This level 3 Magneto. He's got for the good of all mankind, right? He says each Brotherhood supporting character on your side and in your hand, deck, and KO pile is also X-Men and vice versa. Okay? Can Hope copy Joseph's
Yes.
ability?
Yes.
Man, so you telling me Hope now will have +12?
No, everybody will have plus 12.
No, I mean as far as supporting characters. They would
Yeah.
all have +12. You were saying you didn't like this dude?
I like the potential.
Yeah, like you said, a potential ceiling is high. The ceiling
Ceiling
is,
is definitely high. That's not
yeah,
without
it's
question.
stratospheric. Yeah, so I like these cards, man. They solid cards. Nothing overly complicated. Making aside from Lorelei, the OG Lorelei is better to me. Destiny is fantastic. Blaze,
Without
Blind Spot.
question, sir,
Right. Yeah. Tell me about it. So,
card is garbage.
this is. They can't all be bangers. They can't all be bangers.
Right,
That's
you
fine.
right.
Just gonna be full cards that just don't see play. Because we've had sets before where it's like half these cards will never see play. If not almost all of them will never see play. You know what I'm saying? So, we. They super awesome games been on the string of fantastic, you know, sets for a little while now. You know, so I'm cool. I'm cool. This is good stuff. Anything specific that stands out to you?
Yeah, this to me is just a straightforward beat down set, as far as the supporting characters are. That's what I see. And the question that you have to answer is that going to be what's being played? The boomerangs, the Liliths, whatever other tricks are being played, is this gonna is a overwhelming attack gonna get the job done consistently? I think that it can, but I don't know for a fact that it will.
Here's
So, interesting.
why I'm rooting for it. Because you have secondary mutation and you have cards, especially like with blind spot, that can get cards out of the KO pile. If you have a character with flight and range like Magneto, then that means every time you play secondary mutation, you're going to get a keyword that's going to be great for that character, right? Because a third of what's on the card you already have. So if you wind up getting multiple secondary mutations between pulling them and playing blind spot, chances are you'll have lethal. So now all these different characters, like Lilith, I'm not necessarily sweating Lilith when I know I got multiple characters that are huge and or lethal. You know what I'm saying? And the odds of people playing and stay down is pretty high when they know they can outright strike somebody because their character's just that huge. You know what I mean? Yeah, my character may be one health, but I also got to stay down to get rid of your character that you just brought out. Especially for somebody like Sage. Sage is going to get and stay down. Ain't nobody trying to be dealing with Sage in that back row forever. Skip that trash. Skip that. Silver Samurai, yank it to the front. Team attack, stunner, and stay down. Boom, we done. You're gonna have to cough up five more resource points. You wanna play another Sage? Go right ahead. But I ain't about to let that ride. You're gonna have to spend the block on that one. Shush. Sage in the back row, 5-7 turns. Nah, man. That's table flipping action right there.
Yeah.
So, good stuff, man. Good stuff. I am looking forward to this. Cards is already ordered. Just waiting to get my hands on it. Me personally, I am looking forward to seeing how good Zorn actually is. I
Yeah.
think Mesmero is going to be interesting, depending on what your opponent does. But Zorn leveling up on possibly the first or second turn. And then just blasting people and then teaming him up with really big characters. Let's see how it go. Cause I can see
Yep.
Zorn also ramping between protecting Blind Spot with Wealthy and playing Mantis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
So
can see
now
a lot of
burn
things.
huh?
I mean, I can see him doing a couple of things, actually.
Yeah, I'm just spitballing off the top of my head. The him Zorn being able to ramp means he puts you in a rock and a hard place because he's got the big characters to stun your smaller characters, but he also can just flip this blue and
Hey, I've
flip
got
this
some really
green.
bad news.
You know what I mean? So if he can flip this blue or flip the green, then that means, hey, you can't keep people on the field. And if he plays with Hyperstorm, he taking out two people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's going to get ridiculous. So in this type of if Zorn is actually popular and winds up being like a really solid pick for a convention or something like that, attorney, I think people are going to start ramping the Dark Phoenix again. You know, just so they can get rid of superpowers. 'Cause this is gonna be he gonna be dangerous. He gonna be real dangerous. Yeah. So go ahead, wrap it up. It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Burnley.
All right, so we'll see you guys in Discord and on in the Facebook. And we'll talk to you later.